Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
I just looked up this one story just now, and I didn't get to tell you before we started.
Oh, that's quite all right. Yeah. Don't mind doing things off the fly.
It's a mix of good news, but then ridiculous news right afterwards. Dr. Anthony Fauci is in the news, and he has announced that he is stepping down in December. That's the good news.
Yeah, that's wonderful news.
That's good news. Bad news. They asked him a very legit question. Do you admit at fault for closing down the school system? Because we heard at the top of the hour of the news break that ACT scores are the lowest in over 30 years now. And so, and there's many factors that go into it, especially the closure of schools. That is the number one reason, in my opinion. And he goes, and I quote, "I don't want to use the word mistake for closing the schools, because if I do, it gets taken out of the context so that you're asking me the question on. We should realize and have realized that there will be a deleterious collateral consequences when you do something like that." But isn't it his fault that the school's closed? He is the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. He was the face of this whole COVID situation. He was the one that suggested that we should
close. Of course it was his fault, but just to be fair to him, it's also the fault of the people that just blindly did everything this guy said.
Yeah.
Even when I thought he was sincere, I was saying, okay, he's a man who means well. I no longer feel that way. But at the time, I thought he means well. But even then, I said, I don't remember electing this guy to any office, and yet he's shutting down our whole country. All he has to do is say, boo, and people do exactly what he says. And how many times did he change his mind? You can still find the video where he said masks are a waste of time. Then he comes back a few months later and tells us to wear the mask. And if you put the first video up on Facebook, they'll take it down because it has disinformation in it.
Right.
Disinformation from Anthony Fauci.
Or like any other politician, if he's really at fault for something, he'll deflect the blame on President Trump instead. Oh, no, he was in control.
Trump was the one who kept saying, I just hope the cure doesn't end up being worse than the disease.
Exactly.
But Trump also knew that he would be impeached if he didn't go along with that. Of course, they impeached him anyway.
But he's quick to put the blame on Trump every single time.
Oh, it's easy to blame. If Fauci got struck by a bolt of lightning, the country would blame Donald Trump.
Exactly. So there's your Dr. Fauci. I want to get away from Dr. Fauci as soon as possible. So that's our Dr. Fauci news for the day.
We all want to get away from Dr. Fauci as soon as possible.
If there was some kind of cricket sound effect I can do right now for Dr. Fauci, I would do that right now.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.